Zechariah chapter 4, verse 10. For who has despised the day of small things? It's just over 40 years ago that Apollo 8 entered into lunar orbit, sent home a live broadcast of pictures of the moon, and it closed with the reading of Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Later in that mission, the first step on the moon was taken with the words, "A small step for man, a giant leap for mankind." Sadly, the contrast demonstrates what a giant leap our society has taken away from God. What would happen today if astronauts wanted to read Genesis 1 to the world from space? Instead, it seems that virtually every NASA venture is heralding some hype about evolution or aliens. What about you? Are you taking a small step with the Spirit or a giant leap away from God? A small step with the Spirit is a giant leap for the kingdom of heaven. The verses before our text reveal to Zechariah a vision of a seven-branched lampstand. It's similar to the one that was in the holy place of the temple. A lampstand that was filled with oil twice a day, so that it might continually burn, representing how God's people, the believers in Christ, you are each day to be continually burning with the light of Christ. Jesus said it. You are the light of the world. Shine with that light. And so, we're to live each step with the Spirit. Zechariah was struck in that vision, not just by the similarity to the lampstand in the temple, but by the differences. The one in his vision had this huge bowl, a reservoir, with an abundant supply of oil. It also had seven pipes going out to seven olive branches, so that there would be an automated supply of oil. That bowl, those lamps, their light would never dry up, never go out. The very difference was thus intended to convey the lesson. The Lord, through His Spirit, in the Word of God, provides an abundant, uninterrupted supply of His Spirit so that you might burn with the light of Christ. Your light. Your light can go on burning for Christ without interruption. Not because your dorm supervisors will always be there watching you, giving you a mark. Not because your professors will always be there lecturing you. Not because your peers will always be good Christian friends who will pressure you to do what's right. But only by using the Word of God, in which He supplies that abundant and uninterrupted supply of His Spirit, filling you with that love of Christ so that you take each step with the Spirit, letting the light of Christ burn and shine within and through you. Burning with the light of Christ. Being aglow with the Spirit is sometimes treated in our day as if Being aglow with the Spirit means making yourself a neon advertisement for your own greatness, your own spiritual superiority. But Romans 12 tells us that being aglow with the Spirit means serving the Lord. Jesus was indeed aglow with the Spirit. And he did not despise the day of small things. He lived each day, each hour, each moment. He took each step with the Spirit, saying an absolute no to the temptations of Satan and an uninterrupted yes to the will of his Father. Each of those small steps was a giant leap for the kingdom of God. For each step Jesus took in your place that he might supply his own perfect righteousness for you in every aspect of your life, so that you stand holy before God in every aspect, every step of your life. Jesus thus calls us to walk with him, living each day, each hour, each minute, taking each step with the Spirit. The Holy Spirit washes us and cleanses us, washes and cleanses you in that love of Christ to draw you to himself, to enable you to take each such step with the Spirit. Jesus did it so perfectly that even though you and I have betrayed him, he said yes to the love that endured the cross in your place. He said yes to the love that prayed for you. Father, forgive them. He said yes to the love that was more concerned about other people's welfare than about his own life. He said yes to take each step with the Spirit. By nature, we don't really want to do that. You know, when we're contradicted, criticized, condemned, like Jesus was, we want to revile, reject, ridicule others. But the Holy Spirit calls you, calls me, to the side of Jesus, to his love, to forgive as we have been forgiven, to take each step with the Spirit, a giant leap for the kingdom of heaven. So we may wonder, why is it then, if the Lord is supplying such an abundance in his Spirit, why isn't my life an uninterrupted march of triumph? Unfortunately, the answer is simple. We do despise the day of small things. We do not take each step with the Spirit. We don't rule over our anger. We don't rule over our flesh every moment. And so our life is, instead of an uninterrupted march of triumph, too often a lurching and staggering with little apparent forward progress. But your Lord, our Lord, does not despise the day of small things. He assures us that he is looking throughout the world in order to bring His favor and blessing on each person who is taking an embattled, but a step with the Spirit. He assures us that He is providing an abundant and uninterrupted supply of the oil of His Spirit through that Word of God, that Word that proclaims to you the love that saved you, so that you also may take each step with the Spirit. A giant leap for the kingdom of heaven. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 412.